This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. As hospitals prepare to be busier than usual, some doctors' offices are having the opposite problem. Many patients aren't coming in because of coronavirus fears. As a result, some practices are cutting back employees' hours or laying them off altogether. WOSU's Paige Flegger has been looking into this, and she joins us now. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
So hospitals are required to cease all non-essential surgery right now, but that doesn't mean that all of healthcare is shut down. Are private practices staying open?
Yes. So doctors' offices are actually folded into the stay-at-home order. They're allowed to be open and operating at this time, but some are closing because they aren't seeing as many patients as they used to, and they can't really afford their staff or their rent for their building. Others are staying open just with a kind of cutback skeleton staff. Dr. Penny Marchetti is a family medicine physician, and she says she thinks it's sort of ironic to be a doctor with a pretty empty practice during a pandemic.
Right, because you expect you would be very busy. And that was my initial pandemic plan. It was just kind of really stunning that, well, we won't be seeing patients if we can avoid it, I guess. Yeah.
So these are cutback staff, but are doctors still seeing patients?
Right now, doctors' offices have kind of one primary goal. They're trying to keep folks out of the emergency room and out of the hospital, especially for things that aren't necessarily that emergent or aren't related to coronavirus. So they are seeing patients, but they're seeing far fewer than they were before. Dr. Penny Marchetti says she gets about 1 to 3 patients a day reaching out because of symptoms of COVID-19.
Because of the availability of telemedicine and technology, I can assess people on the phone or through a video chat and get a good idea of whether or not they're short of breath and how often they're coughing, and whether they meet the criteria for COVID-19 and whether they need more testing or whether we need to keep a close eye on them.
Chiropractor James Schramm says he's only seeing patients who are in acute pain, and those patients can't come in if they're experiencing any kind of symptoms of coronavirus.
We want the people in here who, I wouldn't say emergent, but people that have the significant neck pain, back pain, headaches, people that can't wait. We don't want people going to the emergency room. We don't want people going to the urgent care if they don't have to. So that's kind of the biggest thing, is distinguishing how severe the issue is.
He says they're urging patients over 60 to stay at home if possible. And he joked that because people are now working from home with a less ergonomic setup, a lot of people are experiencing neck pain right now.
So what does fewer patients mean for the medical industry?
Well, for those who get laid off or have their hours cut back, from the practice that they work for, there are actually a lot of options right now. So the Ohio Department of Health sent letters to several different types of healthcare workers to see if they would be willing to work surge sites, so places like the convention center or in the hospitals, as we see a peak in patients here in Ohio. Chiropractor James Schramm said he would definitely help if he was needed.
We got to do what's best for our state and our city right now. I mean, if they call and they need help, I think as many people need the help as they can get the help. You know, if we can do it and we can all pitch in and help each other, we're going to get through this quicker. We're going to save lives in the process.
WOSU's Paige Flegger, thanks so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thanks, Claire.